So this was the enlightenment that the Buddha experienced under the fig tree. The realization that, instead of giving in to our wishes, we can break free from them. Rather like when we are feeling thirsty and take no notice, and the feeling goes away. You can see that the way to do this is far from easy. The Buddha called it the middle way, because it lay between useless self-torment and thoughtless pleasure-seeking. The important thing is to find the right balance in what we believe, in the decisions we make, in what we say and what we do, in the way we live, in our ambitions, in our conscience and our innermost thoughts. That was the essential message of the Buddha's sermons, and these sermons made such a deep impression on people that many followed him and worshipped him as a god. Today, there are almost as many Buddhists in the world as there are Christians, especially in Southeast Asia, in Sri Lanka, Tibet, China, and Japan. But not many of them are able to live their lives in accordance with the Buddha's teachings, and so achieve that inner calm.